All right, so you're here with us on the deep dive because, well, you want to learn things and you want to learn them quickly. And today we're going deep on something a lot of you have been asking about, and that's spiritual strongholds.
Yeah.
We've got some pretty powerful material to dig into here.
Definitely.
And our mission is to really break down what these things are and, more importantly, how we can break free from them.
Right.
So the ideas we're going to be talking about come from, you know, a mix of religious texts and personal reflection.
Yeah, kind of that inner wisdom mixed with the classic stuff.
Exactly. So jumping right in, the material starts with this really interesting look at kind of an internal battle. And it references Romans 7 specifically.
Yeah.
You know, it talks about this tension that exists between our desires and what we know is right.
Right.
And a key point right off the bat is how our minds play this huge role in this conflict.
Oh, absolutely.
As the text says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing." You know, it really highlights that feeling of being stuck in those patterns that we don't want to be in.
Yeah, definitely. Like trapped almost. Right.
Exactly. That feeling of being trapped. But the source really stresses that while our, you know, fundamental nature might not completely change, we can learn to guide it through our faith and our actions.
Right.
The real change happens in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It actually lays out some pretty practical ways that we can renew our minds. It talks about things like engaging with scripture, prayer, serving others, being part of a worship community.
Yeah, I love that.
And just really opening ourselves up to letting our thoughts and attitudes be shaped by a higher power.
Right.
It even references Romans 12 and poses this powerful question. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to renew your mind?
Wow.
Makes you think about, you know, where you're putting your focus day to day.
It really does. And that kind of connects to the idea of the new man, as described in Ephesians 4.
Okay.
It's this idea that you're actively letting go of those old ways of thinking and acting, right? It calls them the old man with their, quote, deceitful lusts, you know? And it's about being continuously refreshed in your mind.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like consciously choosing new perspectives aligned with, you know, righteousness and holiness.
Okay, I see.
And all of this is tied into that idea of living by faith, right? Like trusting in what you believe rather than just what you see.
Okay, so we've got this internal battle, the power of a renewed mind, and this idea of really embracing a new self, right? And so here's where it ties into those spiritual strongholds.
Okay, yeah.
The source describes these as kind of mental prisons that are built up from past hurts, disappointments, even, you know, holding on to grievances.
Yeah.
And these become these obsessive thoughts.
Mm.
The source uses this really strong phrase, actually. It says, "That which obsesses us possesses us."
Wow, that is powerful.
It is. And it goes on to say that these strongholds are actually what prevent us from living that full and meaningful life that we're all striving for.
Makes sense.
But the good news is, and this is a key point in the material, Jesus Christ offers us the power to break free from these things. He's presented as a healer, someone who liberates us, and a true friend.
So you're saying it's not about just trying harder on our own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it really makes you consider those negative thought loops that just seem to play over and over in our heads.
Oh, like, yeah. Definitely.
Where do we find ourselves constantly going back to those painful memories or just feeling anxious about the future?
Mm-hmm.
Because these strongholds, according to the material, they really do impact both our present and our future.
That is so true. And it can feel so overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah. But the big question is then, how do we actually tackle these, you know, these mental prisons? The source points us to 2 Corinthians 10. It talks about using spiritual tools, not physical force, to tear these strongholds down. It even uses the phrase casting down imaginations and aligning every thought into obedience to Christ.
Oh, yeah, I remember that passage.
And there's that one line that I think is so powerful. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds."
Mm.
It really underlines that we're talking about a different kind of battle here.
Exactly. And something that's really important here is that it's not just about, you know, having the tools, but believing in that power that's available to us.
Right.
And actively using the wisdom and guidance that we find in scripture and through that spiritual connection to really reshape our thinking.
Okay.
And to address those behaviors that, you know, might be actually reinforcing those negative patterns.
It's a cycle, right?
It is, yeah. It's a cycle that takes conscious effort to break. And the material also reminds us about, you know, the importance of ongoing prayer, worship, having a supportive community, and being of service to others. Those are all those supportive environments where those really deep-seated negative beliefs can be challenged and ultimately broken.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think ultimately the source brings it all back to this really fundamental principle. It says that true freedom actually comes from a divine power.
Mm.
And it quotes John 8.36, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
Such a powerful verse.
It is. It really is a statement about where true liberation originates.
Absolutely. So, you know, the takeaway for you listening is about trusting in that power, actively seeking out that connection, and, you know, truly embracing the possibility of freedom that comes with a renewed way of thinking.
Yeah. And expecting to see positive change.
Yes, exactly. It's about having that hope, that faith.
And with that in mind, I want to leave you with this final thought. Think about those areas in your own life where your thoughts seem to get stuck, where they become repetitive and negative. Could those be the very strongholds that this material is describing? And what might be, you know, just one small concrete step that you can take even today to start applying these ideas and start moving toward greater freedom? Thanks for diving deep with us.